the tabernacle display is here for a number of reasons. First, it's here because one out of every nine New Yorker is a Jew, and it's a magnet for the Jews, especially in this area where we are. We're on Broadway and 40th Street, and this is a very strong Jewish area, and it's a magnet that brings the Jews to the table, and then we can talk to them about, from Isaiah's perspective, the coming Messiah. But obviously we already know that the Messiah has already come, and we lead them right in then to giving them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Here it's more upscale here, more business people, so you, it seems to be more people turning you away, not as many people taking tracks. But I think it's about half and half.
I remember one man yesterday shouted out that everyone was going to hell, and even we were going to hell. Of course, no, that's not true, but it really was a very negative response to what we were doing here today.
I'd say the most difficult thing would be just having the boldness to speak to someone, even if it's a random person, just about things of the Lord. Also, when you're speaking to people, you have to speak up. You can't, you know, you can't really talk in a normal voice. You have to be clear in what you're saying.
Probably for me, the fear of man, and just that, and then getting discouraged when people do not take them, or when they say something really ugly about you. That really is discouraging.
Probably speaking to someone one-on-one, trying to give them the gospel clearly when they have no knowledge or past experience with it.
One of the most important things, I think, that Lord has taught me this week is that we don't have to have all the answers for people. A lot of times people come up and they ask you difficult questions or try to be argumentative.
Just keep it simple. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated in sharing the gospel. Tell how Christ has changed your life.
There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people without Christ all around the city, just walking around. The harvest is truly ready.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. But blessed are those who put their trust in God's Son. And it's our desire this afternoon is that all of you in New York City would hear the story of God's Son and God's saving grace. For God's salvation is found in His Son.
Lord, you are